Puzzle Warriors. Is your Audacity ready?
I really wish my Audacity would have already been recording so I could have got that Iceman conversation.
Oh, sorry. That's what made me think about us, you know, starting.
Right, yeah, yeah.
All right. Three. No, what's happening?
Oh, I clicked go.
I didn't. You had to delete it and start over.
You went 3-2, so I was ready.
Did you delete it?
Yes.
True. Okay. 3-2-1, record.
Second time's a charm.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no.
Jeez. All right. Okay. Now go back and have the Iceman conversation. And have it,
you have been on the Discord for...
Sorry.
Turn it off, Tron.
Oh, man, look at those well-defined butt cheeks.
And we're fine. It's just...
Oh, boy.
I wasn't the only one who thought that, apparently. Ian, what do you need?
Oh, I don't know. You've been on the Discord for a long time. Do you know what's happening? Is there anything I can or can't ask or should
ask?
Yes,
you should check your email.
Oh, my email. All right.
Paige was super awesome. Went through the list of things. He said, here's what is awesome and here's what is not awesome.
Okay.
I do what I can.
So let's, the three bullet points at the top are the important thing, Ian, on the top of Paige's email.
Okay.
But she parsed out, like, the questions, and so that's what we're going to use. But, you know, we're not just sticking to that. We're just going to have a conversation.
Right. Well, that'll just get me plugged in. I mean, I don't have any, like, you know, top secret intel that I'm going to blurt out on the show. I've got to be the most ignorant player on the planet. I'm just like, oh, the colors match. This is good.
All right. We're after 7, so if everybody's okay with it, I'm going to open the channel.
Do it, Doug.
I hear no vetoes.
Wow, that was fast.
The floodgates have opened.
Oh, boy.
I don't think you included me, Craig.
In what?
In this email.
Yes.
I'm grabbing a beer.
Is it your name? icgoff@gmail.com?
I don't use that, but I'll go use it right now. Thank you for letting me know where it went.
How to play this game.
Wow. Usually.
I didn't include you. I didn't originate the email, but that's the email that came.
Nope, that's perfect.
Yeah, it's on the icgoff 23. Woo! The icgoff.
Sorry.
So the one thing we didn't do is we have no idea who all is there, so I think we'll have to have Anthony do like the introductions. Cause...
Yeah, we'll do it live! That guy's back on the radio, by the way.
Yeah.
He stole Paul Harvey's like bit.
What?
He now does like a short radio bit.
And now where he says that's the rest of the story? And that little girl's name was Norma Jean Baker?
In slightly different words, but yes, he has a bit that's pretty much stolen right from that.
Yeah, well, he fancies himself as a historian, so I'm not terribly surprised.
But man, I was like, oh, you're back on the radio, huh? Guess who's back? Back again. Yes, he's back.
All right, I'm going to cut you off and say, let's do this.
All right. Oh, we got lots of people. All right, roll this thing. All right, welcome everybody to 200. 200, I say. Woo-hoo! Yeah. The Puzzle Warriors. We are bi-coastal tonight.
Wow.
We have Brigby in from the left coast out there in California.
Oh, hi
and,
there.
And on the east coast, we've got all sorts of folks. Anthony, who all we got?
Yes, you have myself, Anthony. You have Jay, the great artist. We have Noah, the fearless QA. We have Alex, the our newest squire of AI. We have Paige, the trusty designer, and Julia, the Hilarities. She's also fearless. She's
Anthony's
engineer.
Really bad at this.
He's the best at this.
Oh, I mean,
I had to do
It was great. I mean, really good job. Good job all around. Yeah.
I also write code.
Yeah.
Not having fear.
The code is fearless.
No, okay. The code is fearless. I look at the code, get a lot of fear.
She
from
makes
it,
us so. Fearless.
And I do things. All right. So you got me, you got Ray, we got Ian. We're here as always. First important question I have is how many people over there are sporting temporary tattoos this week?
I learned my lesson personally, so it took me like maybe a month to get the last vestiges of that off. It was like current marker temporary tattoo. So none. There are no temporary tattoos present. My God.
You had that whole sleeve going last time. I mean, it was
very bad.
Something.
It was a very bad choice. Not again. Never again.
The sticker came off a lot easier.
Mm. Yeah.
There you go. But yeah, I think we just really appreciate you guys jumping on, everybody. It's you know, we thank you. We're 200 episodes in, so you make this game we get to talk about. So thank you for all of your work.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
I don't know where you want to start, Ray. What do you got?
Oh, you want me to start? Okay, fine.
Sure.
So we collected a few questions, and I threw out the ones that were just downright rude, and then. There were only a few of those. And then I sent them the questions, and Paige graciously went through and said, we're not going to answer these, so let's not waste anybody's time. And we have what's left. So let me start with the first question. It is from a longtime listener of this podcast who's been on this podcast more than anyone else other than the three of us.
Shame, Joe. Shame.
Joe asked, can we officially change the name of the game to Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends Puzzle Quest? He's a big fan of Spider-Man.
So, Brigby, you're the marketing guy. You can make this happen, right?
Yeah, totally. 100%. Wait, what was that?
Saw spiders.
He posted that on Facebook, and I said, well, until Miss Angelica Jones is in this game, can't be done, because she's an essential part of Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
You can maybe just cross out the puzzle quest on the logo and put Spider-Man instead and see what happens.
Photoshop, we can make it happen.
Yeah. All right.
And the Marvel part is kind of implied, right?
Yeah.
Our next
so Spider-Man is Marvel.
Should be Spider-Man just like three times.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Can we get it voiced by Space who plays J. Jonah
Jameson? Oh.
And it plays that every time.
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cover the board and spiders.
But not house centipede.
We thought about that once. For Ant-Man and the Wasp, we wanted to put ants in the UI, and then we realized that was a terrible idea.
It's funny that you mentioned that. I actually know somebody that has spider phobia, and I was like, hey, maybe don't open the game for the next couple days. That's a lot of something going around, specifically.
I don't know. I have arachnophobia, but the webbing doesn't bother me. That's not a problem, so...
It's just silk.
I think the name Oops All Spiders in certain people's minds might conjure something that is darker.
Oops All Berries.
All right, next thing was a comment. Give my thanks to whoever sifted through all of the survey answers and found enough people who wanted Lady Loki to warrant the costume. I love her. So there you go.
Yeah. I feel like half the people who wanted that costume were in our studio.
Yeah. Persuading.
Yeah. from the same person, I believe, hypothetically, if there were a fanfic written for MPQ, fan fiction for MPQ, which is a little weird to me because I don't know how that would be different from just Marvel fan fiction, but would you guys be allowed to read it? Would you simply be content with the knowledge that such a thing exists?
I mean, I'd want to read it. I'd need to.
Yeah. Are we getting fanfics about, he stole my protectiles?
Yes. Big power swap. Just like, oh no, she stole the strength tile at a critical moment.
I see the way you're swapping those tiles.
And then he unloaded a whole bunch of fiddle faddle on me, and it was terrible.
Yeah. I think the answer is, if this exists, which it sounds like it does, please send it to us.
All right. No, this is my one of my favorite interactions in our game that never really gets any use, is that you can use Bagman to increase the Thanos' infinite power countdown and make it last longer. And because Bagman's like the limited two-star, it doesn't show up that often, but in a fan fiction, I want to see that team up.
Nice.
I would be interested in fiction that just, like, supports the team ups that work well in our game that do not make any sense otherwise in the Marvel universe. Like Medusa and Carnage. Like
Thanos Black Panther.
Yeah. People hanging out. What do they have in common?
Yeah, Black Panther got all that technology from somewhere.
Just retcon all our synergies. Yeah. Please do this and send it to us. I'm going to regret asking for that.
Okay.
Oh boy. The Pandora's box has been opened.
So was this, I think Craig, you put this in, on average from initial concept to final product, how long does it take to create a single character, including mechanics, art, animations, sound effects, everything that it requires? How long are we looking at from, and I know in some ways you kind of develop it mentally, like before it gets the go ahead, I'm sure, but how long do you think that generally takes?
8 to 10 weeks.
Yeah, it's like 2 months. Yeah.
But I mean, although a lot of that is like going back and forth with people over what's okay and like brainstorming and then discovering an ability that you were like, oh man, this is going to be awesome, like actually breaks the game, right? And you know, that sort of thing.
Good old Colossus.
Actually, like making a character, once we know what we want to do, like getting the files into the game takes like 1 to 3 days, depending on how game breaking it.
What you're saying is it's design's fault. Yeah.
It's also engineering's fault. We look at things, we're like, yeah, that's totally possible, and then we make it, wow, get rid of all these bugs.
Well, that leads into the next part of the question. During that process, how many people does it actually take? Like, I know we've got a, you know, artist and a developer, but I mean, you've got to have programming. Like, what? How many people gets involved in any single character?
Well, has an impact on some level.
Yeah, not to be super cliche, but we all have like eyes on it, and it gets input on the character, sort of a thing. Not to make us sound like, you know, super giant happy family, but we're, you know, we are all.
So it takes a village to raise a child, and it takes a whole office to create a character.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, generally, like one designer will own a given character, but then all, pretty much everybody, gives constant feedback on that character.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of the stuff that's kind of dictated by, you know, Marvel says, hey, you know, new movie's coming out or whatever, make, you know, something for that movie. Like, do you guys ever just, like, sit around and, like, let's think about this character, let's think about that character, just kind of throw them all out?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have, like, in these meetings
of, like, things that we want to put in the game, and occasionally we, like, pull from it and make a backlog. But a lot of it does get dictated by, like, things that we just need to do.
Well, you know, like Dazzler was a need to do. We all understand.
Yeah. Exactly.
And Namor, Imperius Rex.
Yeah.
Now, to continue down this, has there ever been a character that was not at all on your radar, and then, you know, it became a tie-in to an upcoming movie? Like, you guys were sitting around and you had a bunch of great ideas, then all of a sudden Marvel sends you an email that says, you know, we need Prowler ready to go in 2 weeks, and you're like, what's a Prowler? Go!
I mean, Prowler does kind of fit that. Like, we had a poll of, like, everyone's favorite characters, and he was really low, but he was also in the new movie, so...
Right. Yeah, I watched Spider-Verse, and I'm like, who is this guy? Like, I have no idea.
We don't tend to get any super last-minute surprises. We have, you know, seen that it takes, like, 2 months to get a character into the game.
Right.
We get a little time to get used to it, but, yeah, that's true. Rescue.
Yeah, like, Rescue, right? Like, that's something we...
We barely had any reference visually for Rescue.
Yeah, Rescue was fun because, like, we found, like, we were thinking, like, what is the characters we could do for Endgame, right? It was Endgame?
Yeah.
And, like, well, Rescue, we don't have Rescue in the game, so, and Rescue was very special in that, like, she was kind of, like, in Marvel's back pocket, so, and we kind of were able to join in the surprise with them.
It took a lot of iteration to get the color of her armor, though.
Yeah.
Or a Valorina just, like, pointed down.
For Namor.
Yes.
Walked around.
We didn't have that much information on Talos.
No.
Especially.
We should
Talos.
We're still trying to figure out how to, like, the habit of pronouncing it as Kyle.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
I thought it was very interesting. As soon as he was mentioned, there was a united groan.
Well, we didn't know he wasn't gonna be, you know, a villain.
I don't know what you mean. It says he's still a villain.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
He's the most villainous.
I mean, he's definitely villainous villain. We've done it quite some time. Yeah.
I think as far as we're concerned, he should be a villain. So you're fine.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's a Skrull. All Skrulls are villains.
Right.
We usually know about those
hashtag
things.
Not all
Skrull shaving.
So I don't know if you guys saw on I don't know if you saw on Discord, Grinch said follow-up, what's the fastest you've ever gotten a character complete? Does anybody stand out?
I'm going to take the cheap answer and say probably when the game launched and a bunch went out pretty immediately.
There were some back pocket ones that were like kind of rolled out over time that might have been ready over? Does that sound right?
That sounds vaguely familiar, but I don't know what they were.
I feel like some of the first 4 stars, like Nick Fury got rolled out super slowly, right? He was like the first time we had seasons, it was like, here we go. Here's one power that you're going to get at the end of the season. You don't know what the other two are yet, right?
Nick Fury predates. I didn't
know that. No, yeah, there was like the very first season reward was like, here's Nick Fury, here's his first power. We didn't have the ability to preview stuff yet. So it's just like, what does Nick Fury do for his yellow? Captain America, you know? That's correct. What? And then it was the next power. Okay, here's this blue power. Cool, get that in one. So I think those ones were.
Should do that again. That sounds great.
I think it was Devil Dino. Those quickies.
What was he?
I think he was like a joke character, and then we're like, let's make him a real character. And
like
then
he wasn't...
all his abilities did the same thing. I don't know.
Yeah, he didn't start out being playable, right?
Which character is this?
Devil Dino, when he used to bite you, or wave his little arms.
Yeah.
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 Oh, that dancing. Yeah. Dino dancing was a good time.
So I have a question for Brigby.
Sure.
We are in the throes of the summer convention season. What are some places where we can hope to run into you or other D3 representatives out in the circuit?
Well, I mean, you can be pretty confident about all of our previous conventions that we've been to, you know, unless there's something, you know, catastrophic that happens, you know. Pretty sure we're going to be going to, you know, Gen Con. That one's going to be coming up pretty soon. And so you're likely going to be seeing us there at the very least. And that's pretty much the most recent one that you're definitely going to see us there.
All right, Neil, let's get in the car. We're going to Indianapolis.
Right now?
Well, not right now.
All right. I was going to say, I need a little snack after the show, but I'll probably be okay to go.
I always meant to go to that convention, never made it.
All right, did you see Jordan from Jersey asked on Discord, why is Devil Dino solo and not with Moon Boy? They always seem lonely by themselves.
Is it Moon Girl now?
Well, he said Moon Boy /Girl, so.
To be honest, it's sometimes a little weird to have kids in a fighting game. I don't know. I think that's probably the primary thing, to be honest.
I really
so
like
never
answer,
gets the power
yeah.
back. Got it.
Yeah.
Also, with the easy answer, and I don't think Moon Girl was like that comic was a thing before we made Devil Dino. I think that came out last like 3 years or so.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that could be. Yep.
There's like an amazing comic with Devil Dino with like a unicorn horn that I would love to.
I think that's an interesting suggestion. How about a Moon Boy support? Yeah, something for you to work on. How about, we were talking about making things. How about for the PvE events? Like, those have to take quite a bit of time and effort.
Those it varies, but they take, I'd say they generally take a significant amount longer than the character. Because you have to write all the dialogue and all the strings and make all the missions and balance the missions and make sure they're not horrifically difficult.
Company play tests.
Yep.
Bring back the gauntlet. Oh. I was curious, like, you know, an alliance event, you know, lots of times, you know, a lot of these we've been getting new mechanics with, you know, these special bosses. So, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of QA has to go into those things to, you know, make sure that they actually work.
Yep.
Well, boss events are a nightmare right now.
We usually put an appropriate amount of time on it, so it's not super nightmarish, but it definitely takes a lot more There are some. Sometimes it's just like, this day is going to be bugs, and the next day is going to be checking fixes for those bugs, and the next day is going to be like actually running through all of these pins, because there are, every boss event has 5 times 11 pins. Mm-hmm. Civil War has 10 times 11 pins. That's a good one. Oh. we do that in one day. Yeah.
How long did that overall process take, though, you think?
Which one?
Making a new event or testing an event?
¿Por qué no los dos?
Yeah.
The standard PVEs are generally like, what, 5-6 weeks before?
Yeah, I think six weeks.
Yeah. Until they're like, first playable.
Yeah.
And they go through some iteration.
They generally take a lot more hours per day in those weeks, though. Testing wise
is, or like a, if it's a new event that's like a type that we've done before, like it's a new boss event or like a new PvE event, I think there's usually like a little test of, there's a few days of testing that are like earlier on just to like do balance stuff before the event's like fully ready, and then there's usually like another probably 4 or 5 days of testing the event itself, and then new types of events, it gets really crazy. But
all right. So there was a question, there was actually a couple questions, but before I get to the next question, I got to mention, I don't have it in front of me, so I can't say who said anything, but I did see that a couple people on Discord just said that they really liked with this last event that the single 1v1 node, kind of a new concept.
That was exciting.
I saw nothing but positive feedback on that, so... Just wanted to throw that out there. I think it was a lot of fun to have to figure out who you were going to take your opponent out with.
Cool. Good to hear.
So on the next question, on Facebook, people are asking mechanically, is there any way to remove people from your list for sending out gifts? Because we have several people who either have left an alliance and you don't want to send them a gift anymore, or, you know, whatever the situation where you're sending gifts to people and you want to make sure to send gifts to people who can actually make use of them.
You have to unfriend them.
Yeah, you don't have to. You left your alliance, they're dead to you.
I don't see what the problem is with that.
That's quite quickly.
we had a genuine...
Don't want to send them, just unfriend them. Cut them out of your life.
Everything's fine.
Just a little, beer moisturizing. It's okay.
Yeah. Good thing it's a podcast.
Yeah. All right.
But to answer your question more seriously, I don't, you know, we don't, there's no technical way to do that at the moment.
Right.
That I know of.
Yeah, I really didn't think there was. So I don't know how much you can answer this question, but another thing... how important is the synergy between characters when you design stuff? Like, is this something that you really consider? Do you take satisfaction if, you know, you put out a character and people are like, oh, this character isn't all that good, doesn't work with anybody, but you know you're putting out somebody else that's going to synergize with them? Does that come into play?
I mean, I don't think we ever launch a character thinking, this guy isn't good yet, but he will be when we do the teacher character. You know, we want them to be good on their own. But sometimes, you know, we typically, when we're creating a new character, we think about like potential synergies, usually looking at the past a little bit, though. We don't tend to plan going forward because, you know, you never know what might change, and maybe that character doesn't launch or it changes around schedule-wise. So it tends to be like a let's make synergies for existing characters more than like a let's make a secret, super secret one that'll show up in a few months. But, you know, it happens, I guess, maybe. I can't think of any examples offhand of ones we planned kind of in the future, apart from characters who were designed at the same time.
We definitely look at certain characters as we're making them and go, wouldn't it be cool if there was a character that helped like this type of play or that type of play? But it's usually not, you know, forward projecting, like Paige said.
They hopefully it should be good on its own without the synergy.
Well, I imagine you have to think about, okay, well, we want to have this character to have a new power, but how is that going to break the game with, when they get introduced with another character?
Hey, I am not to blame for the Venom chain.
You keep telling yourself that. All right, so I had a whole bunch of questions about this. I don't know how, if you can answer it or not, but I thought I would still throw it in. What are your thoughts about the current 5-star meta? specifically in regards to Okoye and Thorin. Okay.
I mean, I don't think we ever, I don't think we expected that either of these characters would take the place they currently have in the meta. You never really want somebody to become a dominant character completely, you know, in the way that these two sort of have.
Right.
But obviously that happens, for, you know, somewhat regularly. That's how metagames kind of work over time. So it definitely, you know, stars come and go. There are definitely other stars in the past, and I'm sure there'll be other ones in the future.
Right.
But
I think this is kind of being addressed on Discord right now, because as soon as I asked that question, the responses were, how about Kitty with Rocket? And then somebody else said, are you kidding? What about Bishop? So the idea that there's only one team is not really, you know, true.
Yeah, it is interesting. There are a lot of different opinions about what the definitive meta is.
Right.
I personally dislike the Bishop one the most, because I don't like all of my team being stunned 3 turns into the game.
It's only a matter of time before something supplants these things and becomes the new pain player.
It always does.
Yeah. Can't wait.
I have a weird question out of left field. So Ray and Ian and I went through all the Marvel films and ranked them.
Oh.
So we had big disagreements over Endgame. Ian thinks it's the greatest film ever filmed. I said, well, it was good, but not that great. How do you think Endgame fared?
Let's go around the table. Because I think we might not all agree. But Julia, you want to start?
Sure. If you have remember my thoughts on Endgame.
Didn't mean to put you on the spot here.
I'm like, it's not far from home. That's a different. Avengers Endgame. The game ended.
But not our game. Our game is still going.
Yes.
Cut off Thanos' head. That was a... And they played Fortnite. I think it was not awful and also good.
that's a strong stance.
Nice. I feel like it was a nice capstone to the whole like Infinity War little bit of business here, but it definitely wasn't like the best Marvel movie. I don't think it belongs at the top. I don't agree with that. I think it was good. It was fine. It was what I wanted, 100%. But it was not like the best MCU movie by any stretch.
I'll second that. I think I might rate it a little higher, but it's definitely not like Guardians 1 or Avengers 1. I'd probably say it's like either top 6. But part of that is also that it was, you know, the conclusion to all these arcs they've been running.
Yep.
I liked it well enough. I think Infinity War felt a little cleaner, but at the same time, it was kind of like tying into a bunch of backlog. Like, as someone who rewatched a bunch of the movies like right before it came out, it was really rewarding to like know what those scenes were when they happened. And also, I mean, right, the Thor plays Fortnite and the Hulk dabs, so 10 out of 10.
On our list, it ended up 7th, so I was just curious as to...
7th is a good place for it.
Yeah.
I like that. That feels right. I think for me, Winter Soldier and Ragnarok are probably like my top 2. Very different challenges, but I think the best.
No, you were correct about Winter Soldier. You were mistaken about Ragnarok.
Winter Soldier is the bomb.
Yeah, no, I think Winter Soldier is my top number 1. But,
so good.
But Ragnarok is definitely like 2nd, maybe 3rd. I don't know what my 2nd would be, but it's definitely top 3.
I don't know. I'm still this last one. That man, the dude Thor was just not a good time.
Yeah.
Did we hear from Brigby? Did he chime in here?
I'm hoping to be real quiet and just avoid the question altogether.
No.
I enjoyed it. I definitely liked it. There's a lot of fan service in it, a lot of action scenes. I think if they had more time to draw out various different elements of it, like we could have seen more about like Rescue. We could have learned more about some of the other stories that are tied into it. But I mean, overall, I think it was a really, really good film. I enjoyed it. You know, a lot of emotional moments. I enjoyed it. It was great.
All right. Just as long as though you can all agree that the Incredible Hulk sucks.
What?
I don't know. I think Brigby is in marketing. I don't think you can get him to agree with that, but.
That movie is not good.
He took one for the team.
I suppose. all right, I was just curious as to how you, what you guys thought.
It was good. No, it was amazing. the moment where Cap picks up the hammer.
There you go.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was like the most memorable.
Oh, the thunderclap.
The thunder was so in that.
Yeah.
See, that whole fight scene, we're just yelling in the theater.
Oh, man.
It was a lot of fun.
The hammer shield thing. Great. Clap to Avengers 1. I think that was like one of my favorite moments.
Mm. Oh, yeah, it is.
With all the trees fell over.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hard to take it seriously once they started time traveling. Like, well, you can just do anything now.
That's right. I spent half the movie. Wait, why don't they just do, you know, Back to the Future? They explained it like 5 times that they didn't want time travel to work like that. Still didn't get it.
The Hulk explained it.
He did. It went over my head.
Should have given us tacos.
The theater should have handed out tacos.
Right. Did any of you go and see it the second time around with the added content?
No.
No, I saw it the second time the same day, but I've not seen it since then. I burnt out. How much added content is there? Sure.
It was like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Wait, what did they add?
They added an extra Hulk scene, I guess?
Correct.
Perhaps.
Yeah, it's not fully
rendered.
Is what
rendered. I hear? Yeah, but I haven't. I don't know. I haven't watched the scene. I don't know anything about it.
It was like a post credits or something.
They added. Yeah.
They added some post credits.
Being like, "Hey, everybody, go watch my movie."
Oh, that's right. I think they added. I think they added that pretty early on. Actually, they like added in the trailer.
For
Far From Home.
Oh yeah, that's right.
All right, I think I am almost out of, I think I'm out of questions, but I do have something that that came up that I completely agree with, and I think it's a suggestion that I need to mention. The fact that when you get a whole lot of standard tokens built up, and you have to tap to get through them all, can we get a fast forward button like in the heroic 10 packs where you can open all my 1-stars at once?
Oh, snap. Yeah.
This doesn't answer the question at all. This doesn't answer the question at all, but somebody in the office once may have made a mechanical pack opener that just pushed their phone continuously to open all their standard tokens.
For Champion Reward update.
Yeah, right after the Champion Reward update. First time we did Champion Rewards.
I have 953 standard tokens.
Holy crap.
What are you doing, man?
Good lord.
That is overwhelming.
I shouldn't say that. I have like on my test device. I think I have like 4,000 elite tokens. It's just a nightmare.
It does sound like a nightmare. You got to make this button.
It sounds like a robot that they would build on Rick and Morty. What is my purpose? You open tokens. That's your life.
Oh God.
Worse than serving butter.
See, I just think of that the little mechanical bird that picks up toothpicks. Just like set that in front of it, just tap.
Yeah. Say it. This is it, Brigby. This is now what you're going to sell as merchandising material. Is that if people stop by the booth, they can get a little bird that taps the screen for you.
Done.
With the logo on it. Bang, bang, bang. Look at it go.
Gen Con, here we come.
Yeah. We're totally going to be Gen Con to pick that up.
We should be a jerk and sell like an open all token for like 500 command points.
That would be glorious.
Why Jay does art? Sorry, guys, I won't speak.
Oh boy,
this is too fun.
All right. Well, like I said, that was it for the questions that I got from listeners. So I don't know, Craig, do you have anything that you wanted to mention about? I guess Rigby didn't have the numbers on how many countries they're downloaded in. But did you have anything else on that line?
No, I was just curious about that at some point. I'd love to see the numbers about how many countries Puzzle Quest has played in. And how many downloads there have been, just for curiosity's sake. Did you get the count of how many countries we're currently listened to in? Are we still at 58?
We are not still at 58, so I did pull it up, and on our hosting site, now this doesn't include iTunes, but on our hosting site, since January 1st of this year, we have been either downloaded or had plays from 68 different countries.
All right.
Ooh.
Nice.
Which
only 130
I'm astounded. I don't know how to believe that, but that's what they tell me.
Nice work.
Yeah. I have, I think, a Brigby question.
Okay.
I feel like sometime recently there was a contest where we had to guess something about Deadpool and how many reds have been opened, and I never knew the results of that. Do you?
Oh, that was like how many red covers of both Deadpools have been pulled or something like that?
Correct.
I can probably pull it up in the forum. I'm sure it's somewhere in here.
Is anybody else getting echoes right now?
Yeah.
Super echoes.
I can tell you guys are hearing it because you're talking and you pause every other word or so.
Is it like listening to William Shatner?
It's like listening to people listening to their echoes.
I'm a rocket man.
All right, so I have the answer right here for you. So the question was, in total, how many covers of both Deadpool, It's Me Deadpool, and Deadpool X-Force's red abilities have players acquired ever? The answer was 2,618,925 red covers.
Wow.
618,000, sorry.
It's us. I don't think we have any ghosts, so we're probably the problem.
What's that?
I muted myself and it didn't go away, so.
Yeah, it's almost always Craig.
It was not me. I muted myself and it was still going on.
We've unmuted ourselves.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, it's not us. We're good.
Cool.
We're good.
Yeah. Is it me? How do I test this?
That's it. Oh,
right now, it's fine.
Yeah, it's gone.
Huh.
I guess it's gone.
It was us.
It was me, but then.
It can't be. We're here.
Is it me?
No.
It's all gone now. It's all fine.
Huh.
It's all fine here now. Thanks. How are you?
It was Ray the whole time.
It could be.
Yeah,
it's a
miracle.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just another.
I don't know if we have anything else, but I just wanted to thank everybody. And again, also thanks to all of our listeners in all these countries for sticking it through 200 episodes, especially you crazy saps who have listened to the show more than once.
Holy moly, them too. Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations, guys. Yeah.
Thank you.
Still
200.
We have a podcast for Marvel Puzzle Quest, so thank you for that.
Well, and it's not just us promoting the podcast either. I mean, people wouldn't listen to us if they didn't play this game. People, I have friends who are like, you know, I tried to listen to that podcast, but I don't play that game, and it didn't work. And then I have other friends who said, well, I listen to your podcast, so I downloaded that game.
It works.
Yeah, exactly.
Only we have a game called Marvel Puzzle Cast.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like a game or podcast.
Why not both?
Yeah.
So one thing, though, I don't know how much this we talk about. So without spoilers or revealing anything, what characters would you guys want?
Throg.
Yeah, I agree.
Red Hulk. Red Shield.
Not Red Hulk.
Red Shield.
Red Shield? Who?
I really want Combo Man, but that's never going to happen. He's a tie-in with Combos, that delicious snack.
Can we get Darth Vader? He's in Marvel, right?
He is.
Yeah, probably.
Mm. He's very much a Marvel comic.
I don't know if I want him in my game, though. He's kind of rude.
He is rude.
I think it'd be fun. Black Panther is my favorite movie.
I like his thighs.
I'm not sure
combo
if
they're on excellent. Fire. He's a combo of all the man.
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice that. Yeah, he's got like,
he's got
horizontal. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But it's like a super scroll.
Is that a so
is
the
that Hulk?
Hulk?
I think that's
really want to know.
Hulk hair, like mouth.
Magneto? That's Magneto.
Punisher pecs, Captain America underpecs. Then I think we have Dokken, maybe, or Wolverine underneath.
Yeah, Wolverine. Four of those. Four pack, and then the other two pack is Spider-Man or no Daredevil and then
Daredevil and Spider-Man.
And then
Cineroar.
What is that? Is that not Punisher?
This
is
like
Spider hands.
I don't know what's going on.
I think is that
Mr. Fantastic Thighs?
Oh.
Yeah, because then they have Human Torch
and then Silver Surfer and then Colossus at the bottom.
Yeah.
No, Doctor Doom.
Doctor Doom? Oh yeah, you're probably right.
Wow. That's quite the combo.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Oh no.
Yeah, this is my favorite
thing.
Wait,
go back to the one with like send in. I think it was the next one. Yeah, on the second from the right there. Where you can mail in for a hat and
combo man t-shirt.
Put that in the Discord app.
Yeah.
We should all mail in.
I'm sure they'll still honor it.
If enough of us have to send a shirt. Pretty sure that's how
I think it would probably be easier to make the shirt at this point.
Mm. We just put return address Marvel Puzzle Quest, then they'll know. You send a shirt and we'll put... they're like little hangers.
I want to mail in for one of these shirts.
Right?
Yeah.
That sweet hat.
I love that Combo Man went from like just what if Paige's wildest dreams to an absolute inevitability in like 5 minutes.
Exactly as planned.
He's web slinging and shooting a laser. And shooting a different laser.
I thought that was also Spider-Man's hand, but it's like repulsor blasting or something.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
He's got Captain Marvel.
Maybe he can change his hands.
Oh boy.
Whoa! Can you imagine him just like cycling like a slot machine or something?
It's like, oh come on, I got it last time.
Yeah.
So, I think what we're witnessing here is very similar to how you guys discuss characters in the character creation. So, I want to thank you for
fair.
That.
You're far off. Yeah.
So, just remember the back of your heads going forward. Mojo, mojo, mojo.
Well, we actually we had a listener question while we were formulating Combo Man in our minds. Someone was curious that while Marvel is transitioning from Phase 3 to Phase 4, and there's a little break in the MCU movie chain. Is that something you guys are excited about because you get to be more creative with your characters? Or is it something that you're scary because source material becomes thin?
I'm really excited to get some sleep now.
Yeah, sleeping is dope.
I think it's mostly exciting. You know, we have a couple extra slots to do things we might normally not have been able to do, sort of a thing. But,
and you're totally going to get Mojo ready, so it'll be awesome.
It doesn't ever feel like the Marvel Universe really slows down. Like, there might be not the same series of blockbuster movies, but they're always cranking out TV shows and comics, and it's nice to have time to tie into those events as well as the kind of end games of the year.
That Dazzler TV show is still coming, so we can still get 5-star Dazzler.
We cannot. That is unacceptable.
I'm going to have to ask Samurai if he can mute Craig.
Right. Let me see.
We're just going to Dazzler everywhere. Just, you know, 1, 3, 5, so just Dazzlers all the way down.
Oh, glorious. I love
Dazzlers.
Dazzler pack.
That's right. You saw her, you know, how much better she made, you know, the Phoenix movie.
To be honest, I still haven't seen that movie.
Me neither.
Just go watch the scene with Dazzler, and you can probably ignore most of the rest.
Oh,
I don't think I even knew she was in that.
I didn't watch it. I didn't know she was in there.
Yeah,
she was in that movie.
She says no words.
I see. Is she actually in it, or is she on like a poster in the background in it somewhere?
No, there's an actress. It's the lady from that TV show with
The Orville.
Seth Meyers, The Orville.
Oh, yeah. She plays Mockingbird, right? That one?
The original young security chief. She is Dazzler.
Oh, not Mockingbird. Oh, it's actually a different actress.
Oh, yeah. Oh, from that one Nazi role.
Yeah.
I can find her name in a second because I had it in the script for like weeks at a time.
I will admit, I do kind of miss all of the random guesses connecting Dazzler to the character. Those were very creative and very
Halston
much
Sage, that's her name.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
I
still guess Dazzler. Do it.
Stuff on her head, so I don't recognize her.
Okay. I was just curious if there's in the future any thought of you know, throttling down on the 4 stars and peppering in an extra 1, 2, or 3 star somewhere along the lines. I don't think that's ever going to happen, but I, you know, thought I'd ask.
I don't know about that right now.
Okay.
Yeah, something we can commit to at the moment.
Six star confirmed.
Yep.
That was the complete opposite of what I said, Craig.
Star combo, man.
I was just translating that for you, Ian.
I gotcha.
I have a related question back to you guys. Are there any like costumes or you know variants of characters that you'd super like to see that you aren't currently in the game that you'd be psyched about?
Official Puzzle Wars 3 costume.
Oh my! Who would they be for? Characters.
I don't think we have the Warriors 3, right?
Yeah.
First, they have to make the Warriors 3 as a support or something, and then you can change the costume on the Warriors 3.
To be you guys.
Oh my goodness! Don't tell my wife or son, but that would be the best day of my life.
Yeah, somebody made a comment there about Space Biker Coulson. Yeah, the the Sarge? Yeah, Sarge from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. would be sweet.
Oh, I'd be on board with that.
I don't know. You've got all those Hulks to choose from. You know, you have, what, Grey Hulk and Mr. Fix-It and all those different varieties of Hulk.
Who's that?
That's Sarge.
Yeah.
It's Agent Coulson, but he's a biker cop, I guess.
He's angered.
Yeah, he's from an alternate universe, and he's super angry about stuff and wants to kill everything. It's a good time.
Yeah, but, I mean, as far as the artwork, it's basically Coulson in, like, a biker suit, so it works.
Yeah, it's very doable.
Oh, is that the mysterious device, whatever?
What is it?
The destroyer gun?
Yeah.
What does this thing do, anyway?
So is he just Cable?
Not a Summers kid, so you know, bonus point.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you, Cable.
Stupid Summers kids.
All right, is that all we got?
Right, there was a lot of support for Endgame Hulk.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
I think it's been Ian's job to pay attention to Discord tonight.
Yeah, I don't remember what Hulk even looked like in Endgame. Wasn't he like in a power suit the whole time?
He drinks beverages and eats food.
And dispenses tacos.
Oh, right. He was Shrek.
And yes.
That's why he did. I blocked him out.
Oh, yeah. He gets out tacos.
Oh, that was terrible. Shrek Hulk was god awful. Oh, yeah. Let me pretend to be old Hulk and I'll smash the car. Grr.
Oh, that's
all I got.
Now.
All right, Ray. If we don't have any real questions, I think we should let them go back to their night.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for jumping in, guys. Go back to your games. Brigby can go home.
I wish I could go home. I got a few more hours of work, but
oh, you don't get off at 5?
No, I get off at like minimum 6:30.
Oh, brutal.
He's got a really angry community to deal with. Takes a lot of patience.
They're very passionate players. Passionate players.
The tools you must utilize to be such a chill guy is super impressive.
It's all those craft beers.
Yeah, craft beer, great weather out here. What's to complain about, you know?
That's right. That's true.
Is that sweet Brazilian steakhouse there at Universal City?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I haven't been there yet, but definitely check that out.
Oh, that's good eating.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, but Ray, you have to agree, that was good eating.
That's true. All right, take us out, Craig.
I have no outro for this thing. Thanks, everybody, for joining us again this week. Maybe we'll do 200 more. Maybe Ian will commit suicide before then. We'll see.
That got dark fast, but...
Yeah.
Whoa.
I was about to say congratulations, but I don't know.
His excitement yawns eventually wear him out, and he'll be too tired.
I gotta save up $79.95 plus tax so I can buy that Ian costume for the Warriors 3.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining in. We'll do a regular episode next week, and we'll talk about the fact that you can now get Kingpin covers out of Miles. So, woohoo!
Thank you guys for playing.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Good night.
Congratulations. Bye, friends.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Thanks,
right.
I hope this is going to come out great on Audacity.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. Ray's going to have so much fun with this tomorrow.
Well, the weird thing is...
that keeps on giving.
That's right. That's what you get for your birthday, Ray. Tons and tons of work.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, happy birthday to Ray.
Yeah,
happy
birthday.
Happy birthday.
It is tomorrow, but thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Happy birthday.
The weird thing is I didn't hear any echo, so hopefully my recording is A-OK.
Nice. Oh, wow. We got lots of echo here. we're done now. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.